Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Joel Haggard of the USMEF, talking China in just a moment.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation is holding their spring conference in Arlington, Virginia this week. And Joel Haggard, the U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for Asia Pacific, is just back from China at that particular conference. He says that he's excited about the prospect of getting the Chinese market open to U.S. beef. But he says right now, we still don't know too many details.
Last week at this annual trade show, it's now become the largest food trade show in Asia, Seattle. There was intense buying interest, but without having the details of the protocol, it's very difficult for our exporters to talk about prices. Prices will be important going into China. Okay, yes, there's hundreds of five-star hotels, and a five-star hotel will want to add a U.S. ribeye or a U.S. strip loin to its menu. Maybe a little bit less price sensitivity there. But we're going to be exporting a lot of cuts that where price is going to be very important. So without knowing the details of the protocol, without knowing what type of programs our ranchers and exporters are going to have in place to produce for the China market, it's very difficult to kind of gauge the export opportunity there.
Short term, Haggard says it'll take some time to get beef rolling into China. Long term, though, he's really optimistic.
I think in terms of demand, in the beginning, I'm not worried about Chinese consumers being unfamiliar to U.S. beef. There's great interest by all the importers. We know these importers since they also handle our pork products. So I'm confident on the demand side, but it's going to be a tricky start. I think it's going to be a slow start, but long term, I think it looks very promising. Demand for beef is growing by, according to the Chinese Ministry of Agriculture statistics, over 2% a year. It's one of their fastest growing agricultural commodities in terms of consumption. Grain-fed particularly fits into a food service industry that likes to feature beef cooked in kind of a dry form, like a Korean barbecue or steak or hot pot. They like this grain-fed, they like the grain-fed product, tender product. So I think we have a very good chance there. I think long-term it's going to be very promising for us. But in the beginning, it's going to take a little bit getting used to.
During the question and answer session with the trade media, we had the opportunity to ask Joel Haggard about that protocol with the Chinese. What sort of demands might they put on the U.S. beef industry in order to allow us to ship U.S. beef into the Chinese marketplace? He says right now, who knows how tough they'll be on us?
The devil's in the details on what the protocol language is going to be. So, for most countries that supply beef to China, there are these written protocols, and they spell out what the supplying country must comply with. For our trading partners, traceability has been part of that. Some of the protocol language on traceability has been quite general. So we await what specific language will be written in the protocol on traceability. And what it will specify or won't specify. Until we see that, it's just so difficult to say how the U.S. industry is going to organize itself to produce cattle and beef for China and how popular it'll become. I mean, in terms of those that want to adopt it.
Joel Haggard of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.